businesses strive to increase a surplus called profit, which is divided among investors who continually demand more. Resources, information, and talent are hoarded to meet these demands. Trade secrets are defended, markets are cornered, and mailing lists are guarded. Nothing is given, except when it creates profit, and everything is taken because no profit is excessive. Hoarding is the end and the means when business is the pursuit of external power, and very few businesses are not. Like businesses, individuals also want more, fear losing what they have, and hoard to create the ability to manipulate and control each other. In other words, hoarding is a result of pursuing external power. When scarcity exists for you internally, external abundance will not fill it. The scarcity that creates the need to hoard is a scarcity of self-value. In other words, self-disdain, self-contempt, and self-hatred cannot be healed with money, recognition, affection, attention, or influence, because no matter how much you gain, the need for more is still there, like the ever-receding horizon that you cannot reach no matter how far or fast you travel. Internal abundance is realizing you are worthy of your life, recognizing the potential for spiritual growth your struggles offer you, and trusting the universe. It is also the joy of being alive, awe of your responsibility for what you create, relaxing into the present moment, and knowing that you have non-physical assistance when you need it. In other words, internal abundance is self-compassion and self-appreciation. You open to the world, to your life, and to others, and you give all that you can and accept what you are given.